Apodemus groaned under the weight of Abbey Babes, chuckling.
So, what do you villains want from your abbotee?
Turfy the Mouse Babe tugged on the abbot's whiskers.
Us want to go on a treasure hunt with you, all of us.
Skipper scooped tiny bodies off Apodemus.
Oi there, mates. We can't take you all. There's far too many in your crew. You'd be getting lost all over Mossflower. Ruggum and Bickle's the only two we need.
The Dibbons, who could shed bitter tears at a moment's notice, set up a heart-rending chorus of wails. The hare-nurse tweaked Skipper's rudder severely.
You great heartless beast, sir. Fancy upsetting my babes like that. Suppose I'll jolly well have to make the peace.
She pulled a tiny mole out of the pack and wiped his eyes.
Listen up, young Stumptail. I want you to go and find Formule. Tell him that Mem will be baking blackberry cream tarts today. Oh, and ask him if you can find some jolly helpful creatures to lend a paw to make 'em. Run along now, what?
As if by magic, the wailing and weeping ceased. Dibbons bounced up and down like mad frogs, waving the paws and shouting at the hare nurse. Mem shook her head as if doubtful.
Tut, tut. I never heard any be saying please.
One of the Dibbons shouted.
Please!
Mem scratched her ears, turning to Skipper.
What do you say, old lad? Do you think they look like good helpers for making blackberry cream tarts, what?
Skipper nodded vigorously, watching the hopeful infants.
Oh, aye, ma'am. I don't think you could have a better crew in your kitchens. They looks big and strong enough to me.
There was no time for Mem to reply, as she was grabbed by her apron strings and tugged away to the kitchens by the Dibbons, all of them yelling and shouting.
Come on, Mem, where's our apron?
I the best buttery cream tart baking in a world.
Yours make lots and lots and lots, great heaps of them.
Look, me pores be clean. We don't have to wash them.
Malbon was laughing as she nudged Skipper.
You'd best go and rescue Ruggum and Bickle. They've gone off with the rest.
The big otter dashed after the baking party.
Oi there, you two! Get back here! You're needed by us treasure hunters! Come back here, I say!
The abbot rose stiffly, patting Malbon's paw.
Well, I see you're off to a good start. I wish you luck with your enterprise, old friend.